Welcome to a damnation. So, once again, there is a trend that's out there amongst the black woman. Camel lashes. And the Mamma Mia pizzeria hat. The bun. The bonnet. These women out here wearing bonnets like brothers was wearing do-rags. What is going on here? What's going on here? Yo, I'm gonna tell you right now. I will never, ever, 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 ever date a woman with a bonnet on and with the crazy eyelashes. I'm not fucking with you like that. What's wrong with y'all, man? Y'all the only women that I see with the eyelashes, and it's extreme, with the eyelashes and the bonnets and the fake hair and everything. That's right, the black man, or the man period, only thing he does to look good naturally is work out, get a haircut physically. It's real. There's nothing fake about it. You're letting these women out there like Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, getting these fake asses, fake boobs, want to be Barbie. They don't want to be who they are. They want to be Barbie. And it didn't start with her. It started with what's her name? Damn. Who's the original queen bee? You know who I'm talking about. Not Foxy. The original queen bee. What was her name? I can't remember now. But I'm going to keep it going because that woman was beautiful, man. She was a beautiful woman. What did she do to herself? What did she do? Just like Janet Jackson. I did that as a joke. But it's not funny, man. Like, I'm going around. Every time I look, I'm just disgusted. Y'all took it far. Y'all couldn't stop at the fake hair. Y'all had to go extreme with the nails, looking like Wolverine. Had to go with the eyelashes, looking like a camel. I mean, come on, the bonnets. You think that's, you look like a chef and not a good one. You're not cooking anything. Why is you going out there with this, with the chef hat? Like, what's going on? I don't get it. Don't make no sense. Don't make no sense, man. But this is why, man. There's a lot of things going on right now. You'll pay attention to the GOP, Bill Soros, and all these people. He's backing up this. He was the one backing up the Asians when he was talking about the affirmative action. And people was wondering, where this person get this money? Bill Soros is behind everything. These billionaires out here who are putting in bad information, and they out there targeting you. They targeting us. They putting out these rappers who ain't talking about shit. And they keep promoting it. Y'all don't see it because y'all sleep. Y'all the instruments of your own destruction. They out there looking at us because they know we leaders. They know we the game changers. They know we the trendsetters. And they got machines now that spit out eyelashes. Like, you could go to a vending machine now, just like you going to get water or Pepsi or whatever it is you drink out of a vending machine. They got vending machines, man, where you could get eyelashes. And y'all don't think nothing wrong with that. Y'all don't think nothing wrong with that. Y'all women, the black woman is crazy right now. At the end of the day, I was watching MMA fighting, and they were showing this commercial, and this is regular TV. She's a commentator, black woman, and she got the camel lashes on, looking ridiculous. One thing y'all gotta this goes for all women, but especially black women who have the lowest self-esteem on this planet. I don't see the Puerto Ricans, the Mexicans, the whites, the Indians. I don't see none of them with them fake eyelashes. I don't see it. But I see y'all all the time looking like fucking clowns. It's not cute. I want to know, who are the men that are dating you? That's what I want to know. Who are these weak niggas dating these kind of women? Not even putting your foot down. But let's get back to what I was saying to women. Men will, I'm being explicit, will fuck you no matter what. No matter what. They don't care about this, that, and the third. It don't matter. You know how much power you have, and you are so weak. So weak that you gotta put an implant or something to make yourself. If you are with somebody that don't like you for who you are, and you stay with them switching up, you are fucking fool, and you don't deserve any respect from me, none whatsoever. You get what you do. You Ms. Natural right now. Beautiful, beautiful, and this is what you do to yourself. You degrade yourself. That's what you do. Playing yourself, looking like a clown. We look like a disgrace to everybody on this planet, and it's disgusting. It's sickening. Fucking look how we got. They got motherfuckers calling a woman a king? What? Who's in charge of this, man? They fucking up the whole language. Man is woman, woman is man. King is queen, queen is king. What the fuck is going on? And y'all don't see it. Y'all don't see it, you fucking weak, man. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm not fucking with niggas that ain't about shit. You better be talking to a therapist or something. For real. I don't want no weak motherfuckers around me, man. I want no ignorant niggas around me at all. Don't come around with me. Don't say what up, nothing. I ain't with this weak nigga shit anymore. I'm not doing it. I ain't doing it no more. Niggas need to wake up. Black people. We ain't niggas no more. Niger, meaning king, Nigerian. I get it. But we gotta stop this hood nigga shit. Gotta stop, man. Some mental illness shit, man. They after us. They after us. And this TV is making us look like fucking clowns. You got fucking haters out there that's hating on you. These niggas hating on you. They know you fucking, they hating on you. Everything you do, these niggas don't like you, man. They don't like you in movies. They don't like you in games. They don't fucking like you. And they don't like the fact that their people like you, because they spend that motherfucking money on you. the filth and everything that you do. They hypocrites. They fuck with our people. They fucked with R. Kelly. They fucked with Bill Cosby. Did they fuck with their people? When their people do nasty shit, do they keep putting news and shit about what the fuck they did? Bill Cosby wasn't even convicted on fucking rape. Did you know that? Did you know that? You got motherfuckers convicted of that shit. It's the Willie Lynch all over again. Motherfuckers get popped and charged for selling crack more than cocaine, because crack was the black thing that the United States themselves introduced to fund their fucking war. Wake the fuck up. Them eyelashes and that fucking bonnet shit is not cute at all. You look ratchet. Ratchet is in. That's all I gotta say. Peace. Stay the fuck away from me, you ratchet motherfuckers. Wake up. Yeah, I'm hurting your feelings. Wake the fuck up, you fucking trash looking bitches. Peace.